Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. Our weather in transition yesterday as sunshine was replaced by increasing clouds thicker to the east and south, limiting readings to the upper 30s and low 40s, while there was enough March sun through the clouds north to warm it into the 50s, warmest in the St. Lawrence Valley. The clouds were drawn off the ocean thanks to an easterly airflow beneath high pressure well to our northeast and a storm out near Bermuda, gradually increasing the moisture and producing a little drizzle in areas of fog during the overnight. At the same time, some clouds arrived from the west. That was part of a storm system tracking northward through the Great Lakes yesterday and now sitting over Ontario, a cold front extending southward and down through the Ohio Valley and into Alabama. Mild, moist air ahead of the front should accompany some scattered rain showers moving from west to east during the day today into this evening, tending to shift east this afternoon from the Champlain and Hudson Valleys so that areas through especially the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley might even see a glimpse of sun. Temperatures there are going to be milder, 50s to low 60s. This front weakens and stalls to our east tomorrow, while a soggy storm organizing over the southeastern U.S. slides northeast along the front. This steers additional moisture north tonight into Thursday night, primarily from the Hudson Valley and southern Vermont, then the Green Mountains eastward, leaving the Champlain Valley, most of northern New York, and the St. Lawrence Valley dry. Somewhat cooler air gradually edges in from the west, with readings mainly in the 40s tomorrow. By tomorrow night into Friday, the storm along the front pulls the front a little bit more to the east, increasing a northerly airflow with just enough cold air for some wet snow to mix in through parts of the northern Connecticut Valley into New Hampshire, although no accumulation indicated at the moment. Instead, a breezy, chilly day expected on Friday, with periods of sun from the Green Mountains west. Clouds will be lingering east, maybe a few snow or rain showers in New Hampshire tapering off. That brings us into the weekend with variable clouds and sun, and a seasonally cool temperature regime, mostly topping out in the 40s during the day, 20s at night, which may favor some late-season sugar making. It'll also make for a fairly decent day on Sunday, which is Easter. A minor storm system might squeeze out a few sprinkles on Sunday. Getting back to the forecast details, patches of fog and drizzle, maybe a few brief morning showers, but scattered showers mostly from the Hudson Valley and Vermont east this afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s and low 50s, except a few breaks of sun in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley, lifting temperatures into the 50s and low 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Some rain showers becoming likely once again from the Hudson Valley and Green Mountains east, spotty to the west. Lows 30s to low 40s. Thursday, mostly cloudy from the Champlain Valley west and north. Maybe a few glimpses of sun. A chance of showers through the Hudson Valley, northeast through the Green Mountains, and rain from southeast Vermont through New Hampshire. Highs tomorrow ranging through the 40s. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.